Well, it's Friday, and in Texas, that means high school football time. This time of year, it also means fall homecoming celebrations. As Laura Rice of Here and Now contributor KUT in Austin reports, there's one homecoming tradition that might seem pretty unusual if you didn't grow up in Texas.
It's technically fall, but on this warm, summer-like evening, the Dripping Springs Tigers are hosting the Marble Falls Mustangs. There are a few obvious signs that the big homecoming game is about to kick off. The crowd is even larger than usual.
Tackle made by number 90, Alex Roman.
There's a crowning ceremony going on at the 50-yard line.
Congratulations to Bailey K. Hudson and Brandon Neffendor.
And traditions are on full display.
The parade, the spirit, the pep rally. The mums?
The mums, as in chrysanthemums. The flowers have long been given by sweethearts as corsages to mark occasions, and the custom has really blossomed at Texas homecomings. Bonnie Walker is a seventh-generation Dripping Springs alum.
Well, back in the day, they were a real flower that died by the end of the night. And now they're big, beautiful silk arrangements that have feathers and rhinestones and streamers and every trinket you could ever imagine, bells and whistles.
Eighth grader Juliana Usia says that traditionally the mum is what the girl wears. The boy wears a garter.
It shows school spirit and it shows like who you're going with and that kind of stuff.
Some of these in Texas, the mum tradition is widespread and extravagant. Brittany Zulke is a senior at Dripping Springs.
This mum was given to me by my boyfriend Ross, and it's basically three mums together. It lights up, it's long, it's almost touching the ground, and I love it. I wasn't expecting it, and it was a good way to end my senior year.
A lot of the mums are like super personalized, so mine has an H on it for my name, and a lot of people have like their sport or what they do on it or what they're passionate about.
Yeah, my mum is basically, it has some bells, it has music notes on it because I'm in choir and a lot of different things, so it's really fun.
Juniors Hannah Matthews and Mallory Bush say their group of friends make their own mums. If you buy them, they can be pricey.
I know that we have some little girl mums that the girls spend about $40, and I know a few of the seniors, they were $250.
Michelle Alanise knows all about this.
It started off with me still in high school. We had just moved to Texas and had no idea what mums were. So me and my sister decided to make my own. And I had a lot of people just awing over it and how amazing it was and how beautiful.
So they started a business.
From the end of August to the beginning of November, it's strictly just mums. We eat, breathe mums.
Back in Dripping Springs, the football game is underway. But mums continue to distract many, including senior Brittany Zulke, who's now been wearing her shield-like white and gold mum with lights, a feather boa, and a small teddy bear in an angel outfit for hours on end.
All day. Then I barely took it off.
A little bit. Hurt my neck. But it's worth it in the end.
Zulke says she'll keep the mum forever as a memento of senior homecoming. For Here and Now, I'm Laura Rice.